Delighted to say, joined in the studio by Westlife. Hey. Hi, guys.
How are you?
How's it feel to be back?
Feels good. It's this album has been very special, and it's been a long time coming. I think, you know, this year we made a point of, with our record label, of making a, you know, wanting to make a really good original pop album, and I think that's what we've done. You know, some of the singles that will come off this album are going to be fantastic, you know, and I think people we've been getting great reports. You know, this album's got depth and variety and a lot of tempo as well, so Back Home is the album of the year.
Now listen, can you clear up this this whole Westlife versus Spice Girls feud for us? Has the press sort of created it, or is there actually a real rivalry?
Totally. I mean, every year there's somebody that we're out against. Last year we were at it. I mean, last year it was who was it again?
Oasis,
and there was another couple of people, and the year before that was someone else. There's always somebody, you know. And I think that, I don't know, maybe it's because that we're in the charts every year and we're lucky enough to have a successful album every year that people just constantly want to beat us or knock us down, like other
people
in the industry. They
want
to knock us off
the
pedestal. So people always just want us to have a fight with people. We actually have never chosen to do it. You know, we like the Spice Girls. We never said anything really bad about Oasis last year either. So we've never really been involved in the arguments. It's always other people that
media
connect it all up, you know.
Kian, you're probably best placed to answer this next question. How do you think Louis has been doing on X Factor? Any plans for you guys to appear on there as well?
I think he does all right now. He frustrates me sometimes because he says the same thing over and over, and I've told him that he needs to wake up a wee bit and kind of come up with something a wee bit better. Come on, Louis. But no, he's very good this year. I like his arguments as well.
Apart from that, he's amazing.
No, but I do like the way he's arguing with Simon a lot this year, and not letting Simon away with thinking he's the B-end of it all, you know, and that it's not just all about him, that, you know, it's more about the acts than it is about anything else. But yeah, you know, fair play to him, he's doing great. He just, you know, like I said, it'd be good for him to change it up a wee bit, huh?
And who are you backing to win?
Definitely Ridian. Without a doubt, he'll win it. He'll walk it.
Ridian, Nicky are...
I wasn't in it.
Ridian's going to walk it.
I don't know, Ridian has definitely come up in the ranks, but I think there's a bit more to be seen from Nicky, and there's a bit more to be seen from one or two others.
Ridian is the best out of a bad bunch.
I still have a lot to give.
Nicky and Shane, you guys both got kids, and lots of our listeners do as well, of course. Any tips for keeping them entertained over the Christmas period?
I suppose, obviously, just buy lots of presents, feed them and, you know...
Sweets.
Feed them sweets and give them loads of presents and they're happy out.
How old are your two now?
I'm 26.
No, not you two. Your
Nicky's
kids.
29.
Oh, my children are 30 weeks on Friday.
And Nicole is 2 years and 3 months.
So she's probably just getting into it now.
She knows Santa Claus is coming to town and she has to be good and all that. She knows, she's singing the songs now and everything, Santa Claus, and she knows who Santa Claus is and she's looking forward to getting presents.
Oh, can I ask a question?
Hmm?
What was something I've always wondered, and I'm sure people out there that don't have kids will wonder this. You know when, Nicky, you said my kids are 30 weeks, why wouldn't you say 6 months instead of 30 weeks?
Well, because they're not 6 months, they'd be 7 months.
Why wouldn't you say 7 months instead
well,
of 30 weeks?
I would say because it's to do with feeding and it's to do with different things like that, and also...
the first year is all weeks until they get to a year.
And also, and in a premature situation, they work off weeks as opposed to things. So, like, developmentally, they would, like, should be, say... crawling, I'm making this up, but crawling at a certain amount of weakage, but because of premature they won't get that till maybe 50 weeks.
You don't just listen to magic.
That's very interesting.
Music. Sometimes you hear some advice on how to bring your children up as well.
Exactly.
It's like being tuned into the Biography Channel.
Yeah.
Discovery Channel even.
all a bit messed up.
Guys, what are your plans for Christmas?
I'm going to drink a lot, eat a lot, and
drink a lot.
And then drink a bit more, and I think we're just going to go all chill out, go home, spend time with our families, eat, drink, and just do what everyone does at Christmas time, basically.
Be merry.
Be merry.
And finally, what can we expect from Westlife in 2008?
Well, 2008 is probably going to be our biggest year today because we're 10 years together. So there's a lot of things planned. We have a tour kicking off in Northern Ireland in late February. Then we go to the UK. And then we're doing a big special one-off show in Dublin on June 1st in Croke Park, which the stadium there holds 80,000. So that's going to be basically our 10th birthday. So it'll be a big show. We're also in discussions of maybe doing a book to celebrate it. So there's some very special things happening for Westlife next year. And, you know, we could be even taking the tour into Europe or into Southeast Asia or Australia, New Zealand, South Africa. The offers are there and we're just trying to fit it all in.
Fantastic. Well, listen, guys, thank you ever so much for joining us
very
here
welcome.
Today.
Thanks for having
thank you.
See you again soon.
Cheers, man.
Bye-bye.